from the temple away to the bed, as the merchant transports on his treasure. Be not so coy, lady, since we are wed, 'tis no sin to taste of the pleasure. Then come, let us be blithe, merry, and free. Upon my life, all the waiters are gone, and 'tis so that they know where you go. Say not no, for I mean to make bold with my own. What is it to me, though our hands joined be, if our bodies be still kept asunder? Shall it be said, there goes a married maid? Indeed, we will have no such wonder. Therefore, let's embrace, there's none sees thy face. The bridesmaids that waited are gone. None can spy how you lie, ne'er deny, but say I, for I mean to make bold with my own. Then come, let us kiss and taste of that bliss which brave lords and ladies enjoyed. If maidens should be of the humour of thee, generations would soon be destroyed. Then where were those joys the girls and the boys would live in the world all alone? Don't destroy, but enjoy, seem not coy for a toy, for indeed I make bold with my own. Sweet love, do not frown, but put off thy gown, 'tis a garment unfit for the night. Some say that black hath a relish in smack, I had rather be dealing in white. Then be not afraid, for you are not betrayed, since we are together alone. I invite you this night to do right, my delight is forthwith to make use of my own. Prithee begin, don't delay, but unpin, for my honour I cannot prevent it. You laced and your gorget so fast, undo, we will rend it. Strife with my knife, 'tis too long, wait till 'tis undone. Let thy be unlaced, and in haste be embraced, for I do long to make bold with my own. Feel with your hand how you make me to stand, even ready to starve in the cold. Oh, why shouldst thou be so hard-hearted to me, that loves thee more dearer than gold? And as thou hast been, like fair Venus the queen, most pleasant in thy parts every one, let me find that my mind is inclined to be kind, so that I may make bold with my own. As thou art fair and more sweet than the air that dallies on July's brave roses, now let me be to that garden a key that the flowers of virgins encloses. And I will not be too rough unto thee, for my nature unto mildness is prone. Do no less than undress and unlace all apace, for this night I'll make bold with my own. When I have found the temperate and sound, thy sweet breast I will make for my pillow. 'Tis pity that we, which newly married be, should be forced to wear the green willow. We shall be blessed and live sweetly at rest, now we two are united in one. With content and consent I am bent, my intent is tonight to make bold with my own. Welcome, dear love, all the powers above are well pleased at our happy meeting. The heavens have decreed and the earth is agreed that I should embrace my own sweeting. At bed and at board, both in deed and in word, my affection to thee shall be shown. Thou art mine, I am thine, let us join and combine, I'll not bar thee from what is thy own. Our bride bed's maid, thou shalt be my comrade, for to lodge in my arms all the night, where thou shalt enjoy, being free from annoy, all the sport wherein love takes delight. Our mirth shall be crowned, and our triumph renowned, then, sweetheart, let thy valour be shown. Take thy fill, do thy will, use thy skill, welcome still, why shouldst thou not make bold with thy own? The bridegroom and bride, with much joy on each side, then together to bed they did go. But what they did there, I did neither see nor hear, nor I do not desire to know. But by Cupid's aid, they being well laid, they made sport by themselves all alone. Being placed and unlaced, he uncased, she embraced, then he stoutly made bold with him.